And here is Jagannath Sureshan. So, this is Sureshan Chakra, obviously. This also lower Shila is round Sureshan. And this, the upper Shila, take him off. And he has, a very clearly formed face. Of course, are decorated with chandan, but you can see the eyes. And these eyes are actually there. If the chandan wasn't there, you would see there would be reddish circles. Krishna has reddish eyes. And you can see his smile. Very clear smile. His nose. And on the back, it's covered a little bit by his Gunjamala, but on the back there's Anantashesh. You can see the tail going up. In the back of the head and the tail. So he's very amazing. I saw him when I was in the Gandaki from long distance. They're walking on the dry part of the Gandaki. There's so many Shilas. But you have to go at the right time of the day, and the evening is the best. Because when the sun is overhead, it's so bright, it's hard to see the difference between the stones. So I was walking along, and I saw from a long distance this face looking at me. And I was thinking it was an illusion. Couldn't be so perfect. When I got closer and closer, my face was clearer and clearer. It was this Ashila. He's really beautiful. Yes, so I'd like to decorate him with these ornaments. Yeah.
What is this lower Shiva?
This? Mm-hmm. This is Sureshan also. He's round. But it's interesting, he has a mark here. An indentation is very much like a hand. So it's sort of like Ladu Gopal a little bit. The right hand is extended. So the combination, these three Shilas I call Jagannath Sureshan, because he's looking very much like them now. Next to him are the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And here is Sheshashayi Lakshmi Narayan. This this Shila comes from Damodar Kund. This was given to me by Jayachetra Charan. So Damodar Kund is even above where we went. Actually, it's very difficult to go there. It costs a lot of money to enter. But Damodar Kund is a lake where the Shilas originate from. And then they're washed down the Gandaki. So you can see Ananta, his head here. It's coming up, you can see the tail. So this is Anantashesh. And here's another Anantashesh, curled like a serpent. And then there's little, these two small Shilas. He has a face, two eyes, and mouth. And that's Narayan. He also has four symbols of Vishnu. And this, because this one has a kind of white face. A little bit lighter in front. She's Lakshmi. This is Bhuvara Narsingha. This Shiva is from the front he looks like Varaha, And from the side, he looks like a, it's like a cat. You have to imagine the ears. Nrisimha. So Buddha Nrisimha, that's a form of, it's a form that combines both Narasimha and Varahadeva. This is Govardhan Giriraj. And here I call this Shila Yagya Purush. He's interesting, he has a mouth for accepting offerings. I like to put the tulsi in his mouth. And this is, you see, Garuda. Garuda, or perhaps fire, but either way, if he's fire, then he's the Yagya fire, and this is the Yagya Purush appearing in the fire. Or Yagya Purush is a form of Vishnu who comes to the sacrifice on Garuda, flying on Garuda. So either way, this is his sitting place.
Their seat, is it real cold?
What?
It is a seat under the tent.
No.
No.
This is brass. Yeah. These are brass items, not gold. Robert said we shouldn't, unless you've got some good security, we shouldn't use real gold or jewels. Yes, so?
Is it true that someone said that if the Shila is very small, then the Shila is more powerful than the larger one?
Well, that is a, statement, but see, with Shalagram Shila, it's, there are so many statements. And I think one can get mixed up with all these different statements like that. So I think the best rule is the simplest, that Abhishalagram Shila is Krishna. And then the Shila is appearing. He's Krishna, but he's appearing because Krishna is the source of all incarnations. So he's appearing in a certain form. He reveals himself to his devotee in a certain way. And you, the worshipper worships Shila in that mood. Whether big or small. What I can say about big or small, small Shilas are much, I think, better for sannyasis because they're easy to travel with. Big Shila should be in temples. We found a very big Shila in the Gandaki, and I described him to Panchajungri when I saw him in Poland. He was wishing very much we had brought that Shila because it sounded like there was a Panchatattva Shila. They were looking for a Panchatattva Shila, and this was a Shila that had five jewels, five crystals. Really amazing, but he was very big, too big for us to carry. Okay. Jai!
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.